You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Testing.
Testies.
One, two, three.
Nah, nah,
nigga.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Put your balls
to
talk.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
Working with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are. Hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. This is Joe. Before we get started, sorry about the lag in shows. It's been a rough couple weeks and computer problems. I spilled water on my laptop and luckily that got figured out. But we've been going through it. Hate asking for money, but yeah, that would help a lot right now. Jen's car is down in the shop. $3,000 to fix it, so we're rocking one car right now. It's real fun. But if you feel so led of the Lord, and if we have any millionaires out there, which I doubt, but if we do, there's a link in the show notes, or you can just cash at me. Either way works. Or you can just, you know, leave a review, and that would actually help a lot, too. Anyway, enjoy this show with Steve Poikonen from Slow News Day, and we will catch you next time. Well, hey there. Welcome. What?
Welcome back to Legit Bat.
Yeah, welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe. Jen is with me tonight. Yeah, the horn was for her, but
it is ma'am.
It is ma'am. Or man, whatever.
First of all, before we start, thanks again to Steve over at Fox & Sons Coffee for sponsoring the show. FoxandSons.com, of course, the link's in the show notes. And the promo code is boner, as you heard last time. Where's the other boner button? Where's Bags' boner?
There's boner.
Yes, promo code boner. Some of the best coffee you'll ever have. Trust me, just order some. Our guest tonight, been a long time. Well, not a long time, but long enough to get him back on. Steve from Slow News Day, also from AM Wake Up, also from like 15 other shows. If the people haven't heard of you, Steve, tell us all the things that I think it's like 1,600 shows he does now. So tell us about those.
I'm trying to be the white James Brown. I really am, but I'm not. But yeah, no, AM Wake Up, Slow News Day, Blunt Force Wisdom, Saturday Night Anarchy, which I'm frequently on, Union of the Unwanted, which I'm frequently on. Let's see, what else? Gosh.
So you can't even remember all of them.
I do a lot. I do a lot. But go watch all of those shows, particularly AM Wake Up and Union of the Unwanted. They're great. They are. We have very good conversations, and we frequently yell at each other in good fun.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to them now. It's Union started out... Fuck, like 3-4 years ago. I think we were on one of the first 10, 15
or so. It started
out
in 2020.
Yeah, and it was kind of a shit show when it first started because they had like 2,500 people on there and everybody was trying to talk and we're like, whoa. We were new to podcasting, so we're like, I don't know what to do here.
We were new to podcasting, and I will say, Sam Tripoli was so kind to us. We went on a show, and we've talked about this back in the day, but we went on and we just didn't say anything because everyone... was just talking, which is fine, no big deal. And he specifically kind of pointed us out and private messaged us and was like, hey, do you guys want to say anything? It was really nice. Like, we thought it was so sweet because we were like just kind of starstruck because it was five years ago. We had done like 3 podcasts before and we're like, what do we do? Everyone was very sweet though.
I felt the exact same way the first time that I got invited to Union. I was like, why the fuck am I here?
Yeah, I was like, I should be watching this right now, but I get to watch it in real time and be on it, I
Well,
guess.
that's what I was doing. I was kind of listening because I'm used to listening to those guys. So I'm like, oh, I can talk too. That's crazy. Forgot about that. But also, Steve does little get-togethers now. He's starting these things up called the Third Eye Carnivals. He just had one over kind of down the southeast, a little out of our range. But if you want to kind of recap that, I know we did before the show, but for the listeners, tell us what that's all about and what your goal is with all these in-person get-togethers instead of over the internet.
So, okay, as you said, it is vitally important that we all get together in three dimensions at least, if not four or five.
Maybe 10.
But what Tease Snider from Conspiracy Synergy, which you should all be watching if you haven't, go watch every single episode of Conspiracy Synergy. And I came up with years ago was that we just wanted people to like host a freaking dinner party or something like that and get people, you know, together in real time to have grown-up conversations about real shit. And we realized pretty early that that was never gonna fucking happen. So we had to do something. So what came out of that was the Third Eye Carnival. And I don't know, man. We're putting people into an environment where they're kind of forced to have grown up adult conversations with people who may or may not think like they do.
I mean,
And
kind of like we had to do back in the 80s and 90s before
yeah.
social media took over and before we had cell phones and little
Yeah.
computers in our hand all the time. We had to have
Yeah.
those
It
conversations
used to be called
or
meeting
not.
people.
Yeah, but yeah, meeting
Yeah.
people, but you could choose to engage or not. But now you're kind of forcing them to, I guess, make those decisions face to face in real time. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're doing that, and people are having like life-changing fucking experiences when they go and do this shit because they're so removed from having interpersonal relationships with people who think like they do. So what we're primarily trying to do is allow people to have these conversations, get to know each other, go do that shit, go, you know, have a conversation that you wouldn't ordinarily have. And I've found that the couple of things that hold people back from doing any of this, people really need permission to go have a real conversation. Like you have to give people permission to go do that. And then you have to provide them a space to do it in. So we're doing both of those things.
Well,
We've
the
got.
technocracy censorship has been so thorough in its making people afraid to do that they do feel weird talking to people in real life and being like, hey, have you ever seen those streaks in the clouds or streaks in the sky? Have you ever thought about fluoride in the
Well,
water?
also,
They feel weird doing that.
well, further, I mean, a lot of people are just communicating on social media. So their only communication with the outside world is just what they post. And they're easily shit on because there are a million people who can comment on it and downvote it and tell them how much they suck in real time who have never met them.
Or bots or paid
So it's
actors or, yeah.
probably a little scary to talk to just one person and be like, ooh, is this person going to agree with me? I don't know. I might get shit on in real time. That's a lot harder to handle. I can't walk away from it.
I love that the idea of that though, and like we were talking about before the show, Grimerica and a couple other shows do similar things, and it's great that that's spreading. And you told me a month or so ago you got one coming up soon in our neck of the woods. Is that still in the works?
We're trying to figure all of that out. I need a spot. Okay, so here's the whole freaking program. All we want out of the Third Eye Carnival is a little bit of real estate that we can have a handful of people out for that want to be there and want to understand. It ain't just them, you know?
Yeah.
So where literally wherever we can do that, because we do these things in Pueblo, Colorado, which is by all measure kind of a shithole, but it's not, but it is, but it's not, but it is. And then Portland, Tennessee, Southern Indiana, middle of nowhere in Massachusetts. Like, let's go get together and let's hang out and let's understand that it's more than you. It's a lot of people, a lot of people who really feel this way and who don't want to live under whatever current regime is trying to pretend like they have authority over us.
Yeah, well, I imagine it's kind of hard to, I mean, you said out in the middle of nowhere places, it's kind of hard to do these kind of events, in downtown LA or Denver or somewhere where, there's not a whole lot of real estate available for doing these kinds of things and probably not really the correct market. But we happen to live in a place that has lots of open spaces. We might actually be able to find somebody who's got a little bit of real estate area, and it might even be, depending on who we find, could be kind of on the house, and they'd just be happy to have something like that happen.
I was
So,
actually just
yeah.
going to say we could have something like that here at our house as
Well, yeah,
well.
we
I'm
could host
all for
about
it.
50 people.
I think we could
Yeah.
do 100, but still, I think we could do We.
something like that. Sleeping, though, they would have to find their own accommodations, but we could do dinner and
There's a hotel
activities
two
and fun
blocks
stuff.
down the
Yeah.
street.
We had 130 to 150 in Nashville. Just last weekend, we had a whole bunch of food donated through Texas Slim and the Beef Initiative. And huge, huge thanks to Slim and the Beef Initiative for doing that. My buddy Pasta spent all of his time cooking, like working his freaking butt off to make sure that everybody got fed. There was away from the actual kitchen, there was a tent that got set up. They made breakfast. People were just down to, I don't know, help out and be a part of it. And that's all we could ever freaking ask for. It was so beautiful. It really was. I can't. If you missed out, don't miss out. Next time, we're going to be in Pueblo, Colorado, 4th of July weekend to do the exact same thing, except for it's going to be indoors and it's going to be just live local music.
Nice. That'll be awesome. Yeah, and just like you said, I mean, everything's got to start somewhere, and doing these little events like that, hopefully it grows in popularity and people can, the more shows that get involved like this and spread the word, more people are going to hear it and maybe, make it to some of these meetups, and
Yeah, this gives
that'd
me
be
faith in
awesome.
humanity. There are good people out there that just want to get together and talk, that don't want to protest and be crazy. There was a protest in downtown Reading today against Trump or whatever. And it's fine, whatever. I didn't vote for Trump
They
either,
get
but
together to
they get
protest.
really upset about these little things that don't fucking matter. I mean, I guess they could, but we need to focus on just being humans again.
Well, so a couple years ago, Jen inadvertently kind of started a yearly thing in Colorado too, with Chris over at Forbidden Knowledge News, Charlie Robinson, a bunch of other people, and now they made it a yearly thing, kind of where it's the Forbidden Hangout, and they do the exact same type of thing. It's a lot smaller scale, and it's kind of a backyard, like horseshoes and cornhole deal, but it's still cool. People come from all over the country just to hang out for a couple days.
Yeah, and talk shit and do a show and just have fun. It's great.
Anyway, so what have you been talking about lately on your show? Any important slow news items that have caught your attention besides all the obvious fucking political theater, because that's never ending? Or do you have a favorite one?
Well, okay, so the obvious political theater is, you know, Donald Trump is here to resurrect America and save it.
Golden Age.
Yeah, Golden Age. At the same time, he's put in charge of his entire cabinet a whole bunch of dyed-in-the-wool rabid Zionists who want to automate our future. So while we're
you're talking to your alter ego or your dog?
That was my alarm. I had another show.
Oh, okay.
While we're supposed to believe in, trust the plan, it's okay, it's 45D chess. What's actually happening is that we've been parked into a situation where Elon Musk and Donald Trump are governing by artificial intelligence. That's what they're trying to do. That's what the whole Doge thing is. That's what Trump's plan to get Larry Ellison and Sam Altman on board to do Project Stargate, where they have mRNA vaccines that are tailor-made to everybody. This is the bait and switch administration. Even Bobby Kennedy came out the other day and was like, hey, I know I spent my entire career talking against the MMR vaccines, but they're the only thing that will save you. So go ahead and put that poison into your body. Bobby out.
Dude, the weird thing about that is there are people saying the 45D chess thing where they're like, no, he has to do that so that he can take it down from the inside. I'm like, yeah, or he's blackmailed like all the rest of them and he's pushing the same agenda. I was thinking about that today, that the exact same, and I mean exact same people that are, you know, kind of rooting for whatever Trump and Elon are doing right now would be the same people that if Kamala was announcing this exact same shit would be burning Teslas and shit. Like it's the exact same thing, just on a different side. Like if Kamala came out with, you know, Bill Gates and we're like, we have a $500 billion Stargate project that's gonna, you know, automate AI, all this stuff, the exact same people would be so pissed right now, and it blows my mind.
So I think this is a great opportunity. I totally agree with you. And I've seen a lot of my lefty friends on Facebook who are from, you know, Boston or whatever, that are diehard Kamala and Biden fans. They are, you know, bashing Trump as they do, but I like to see it, silver lining, as a great opportunity for humans to come together and meet in the middle and say, you know what, maybe Biden wasn't that great, but Trump isn't either. The politicians are all corrupt. Maybe we can all see eye to eye and get along again instead of being so divided as we were for the last 5 years.
Well, Jen, that's so fucking important, but so many people miss that fucking memo where they're like, no, I have to pick a side.
But it's a good opportunity. It's an opportunity, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, what you're saying is so important. You don't have to pick a team. You can be like, oh, they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, you have to admit you're wrong first, and that's really, really hard for people to do, is to say, ooh, I made a mistake. And, you know, that's the first step.
You know what, dude? I've been wrong so many times in my life that admitting that I'm wrong isn't a big deal to me.
It's like second nature at this point. It's like, oh shit, I was wrong again, sorry.
That's a great quality, but a lot of people don't have that, especially in the last 5 years when they were told, even by social media, you're doing the right thing. You wore a mask and protected grandma or whatever. Like they were reinforced by some, you know, AI generated bullshit.
Well, that's the weird double-edged sword of this, you know, information era we live in, is everybody's an expert immediately every time something happens. So it went from we're an expert on political, you know, things or whatever, to the war, to now it's tariffs. Everybody's an expert on tariffs, and they're right. They're 100% right, because look at this data and all this stuff, and they're not going to be told they're wrong. And we talked about this with Shane last week, where the weird part is that there'll be an expert on this thing, hardcore, talking about it on every show. 2 weeks later, something new comes along, and you never hear about that thing again. They've like brilliantly figured out how to just memory hole things. That's a memory hole. Is that from Orwell, or it's from one of those books, or, you know,
well,
back
I think they
in the
use
day,
TikTok but... to get people accustomed to that.
Oh,
because
the
they're
attention
used
span.
To like 15
yeah.
minutes. Yeah, they already trained our attention spans to be very short. So when something goes away, we're already, our brains are like, oh, that's old news. And that not, was, you know, so 30 minutes ago.
Not to be a dead horse, but like the big one that I remember is just from a couple months ago, all those drone sightings. Remember how that was the thing for mm-hmm. like a month straight, at least, maybe two, maybe four. And then all of a sudden, we haven't heard it. There's no resolution to that. There's nothing. I mean, there's still speculation, but the government just kind of said, don't worry about it, it's fine. And everyone's like, okay, well, Trump's president now, so let's talk about that.
Yeah. So we have a, shit, dude. We have a prize in the bottom of the cereal box. Community that they don't even care what's in the box, they just want the little prize, and they'll go and they'll ignore everything around them just to pull out that little trinket,
which is what, clicks and views.
Yeah. For a lot of people, it really is clicks and views. And I don't want to, you know, necessarily like name names or anything like that, but there's a very well established mainstream alternative media that captures most of the people that are trying to walk away from legacy media. And there are, you know, very, very well established parameters for a conversation that you're allowed to have in those spaces. If you go away from that, you're fucked.
Well, I'll name names. I know you're talking about the Rogan Show, first of all, to start with.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we'll do that. Joe Rogan sets the allowable parameters for any conversation in a quote-unquote alternative space.
Yeah, and it's, I know a couple people who are, like you said, kind of walking away from CNN. Not that everybody, I mean, everybody is at this point. Everybody hates that. We watch it for satire now. It's like you get clips from CNN or Fox, and you're like, oh my God, it's so stupid. And most people are kind of seeing it that way now. Not all of them. There's still old people that take that as the gospel, and that's fine. Let them be in their nursing home and think whatever they want. But there are people, even younger people, that are coming out and taking Rogan as gospel or any of these other ones. I've never listened to a single episode of Tim Pool, but apparently he's in kind of a close second or third. I don't know. But the same type of thing, though. It seems like he has pretty tightly controlled parameters with what he talks about and where he'll go, especially when talking about, you know, tiny hats or, you know, things like that. But I've never listened to him, so I can't really criticize, but I know what you're talking about in general.
I don't either, but I played a couple of clips of Tim Pool on my show this morning, and all it was in defense of Israel.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, it doesn't matter what they do. What you're doing when you criticize it is by default anti-Semitism, and... Look, man, I've never been a fan of murking children, ever, ever.
Right.
So it doesn't matter to me what nation state is going, hey, we're gonna go out of our way to make sure that kids die. All right, well, I'm going to be inherently opposed to that.
Seems logical, but it also seems like they knew that there will be a certain group of people who would be very opposed to that, generating a negative perspective towards that. And I'm not trying to be all wooey about it. And I'm
Yeah, you
also
are.
I'm not trying to agree with anything that anyone's doing negatively towards kids. But when there's a large social media output gearing towards something, and we see people gravitating towards it, and we also disagree with their views and care about it. It's that heartstring thing. They want us to care so much, one way or the other. It's still a divide. And I'm not saying ignore it either. Pay attention, but pay attention with an open mind and also knowing that there is something pulling you in one direction or another.
Well, there is a successful division between the quote alternative media or conspiracy media, whatever, at that point where you had the conspiracy crowd or the alternative media, being anti-establishment, all this stuff, and then the October 7th thing happened, and now you've got a split between people who are like, no, we don't back this nation state just because they're the tiny hats. They're doing god awful things, basically genocide over there, and we don't support that. The weirdest part is the other half that the people that don't support that are now agreeing with leftists more than ever, because the leftists are the ones that are like, free Palestine, fuck Israel, kind of thing. And it's like, well, we can agree on something for once,
See,
but
there
probably
you
for
go.
different reasons.
It
But.
doesn't matter. We can find a common ground. That's where it starts.
I talked about this on my show earlier today. Like the Okay, first and foremost, the idea that there's really a left and a right in American politics is redonkulous.
Retarded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's for mental pictures more than anything that I say
No, people think
that.
it though. So that's why we reference it that way. But yeah, no,
No,
it's the same
and
thing.
I agree and I do it too, but the left is pre-positioned to support the Palestinians as far as that goes. They're pushed into this mindset that, you're anti-war, and everyone can see that the US is facilitating a genocide, not just in Palestine, but Lebanon, and they're looking at Iran really freaking hard. They want that battle, but they can't win that battle because you're going up against 85 million people who know the terrain and you don't. So all you can do is drop bombs. So if people evacuate the buildings that you're dropping bombs on, you don't win. And if you try to come across the border, there's a whole country with armed people who want to protect their homeland. Nobody wins that fight except for the people protecting their homeland. It's so counterintuitive and so dumb, and it's only at the behest of Israel that the current administration is even thinking about it. It's
And it seems pretty obvious that some kind of altercation with Iran is imminent. And I think for that to happen, there has to be some kind of trigger event that, Israel pulls us into that. And it's just weird because, like you were saying, Iran's not this like backwoods fucking cave dwelling hick, no technology people. They have a formidable fucking defense. And like you said, we're gonna be bombing mountains. I say cave dwelling, but they kind of are. They got a lot of underground bunkers and all that kind of shit. But they know what they're doing and they know where they're at. They're not, you can bomb the fuck out of the buildings on top and then they'll crawl out and be like, boom, boom, we got you. Ha ha ha. This isn't Iraq. This isn't Afghanistan. Like those people, that's a first world country. Like they, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking trying to, you know, get into a fight with them.
There's obviously a greater purpose.
That Israel wants them to because they want to expand and create the greater Israel project and, you know, take over the world basically. So, I mean, that's the only reason, but it's not a good look, not a good move in my opinion.
No, and it militarily, it's like the dumbest thing you could possibly do. And we know that Israel is a nuclear power. We know that Iran has the capability to develop nuclear weapons. It's,
I'm sure they've got some surprises.
It's a lose-lose scenario, no matter how you paint it. It really is. Why would you openly send your sons and daughters, if you're Israel, because the daughters go along with the sons, why would you openly send your sons and daughters to go get murked?
Because they're God's chosen people and they're owed that land.
Is that what they're trying to do? So I am pretty out of the loop with that, but what is the reason for Israel wanting to go to war with Iran or even America? What would America's reason
be?
The
Greater Israel Project.
Yeah.
Just for that.
No, yeah, Joe's exactly right there. So if you
is that what they're presenting though to people?
If you look at the patches on the Israeli military, they have the Greater Israel Project on their shoulder. And what they want is a little bit of Saudi Arabia, all of Palestine, occupied Palestine, into Syria, into Iraq, and a little bit into Turkey. It's a massive land grab that they're trying to pull off.
It's not a new concept either. This has gone on for, you know, millennia probably of land grabbing, people colonizing. It's just under a different name. And since if you criticize it with this group, then you're anti-Semitic. So everybody has to back it because if you don't, then you're anti-Semitic.
But that's a medieval times mentality. That's not the mentality of first world countries. That's not the mentality of people who are intelligent, who understand and recognize countries for what they are.
Why do you think they spin it as self-defense now? Even what, 2 years later, they're still spinning it as kind of self-defense.
So I guess that was my point earlier is, are they trying to say that Iran is trying to do something trying to attack them or has anything hostile towards any other country at all?
No. In fact, Iran is like, hey, dude, if you don't stop, we're going to retaliate. But it's only in retaliation. And that's the crazy fucking thing is that Israel knows they have the full might and backing of not just the US, but the UK, and then a couple other countries where they'll constantly submit weapons, bombs, intelligence gathering, all that kind of stuff. And Israel is a, you know, protected, very well protected state in that arena.
In a lot of aspects, too.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot like Russia and Ukraine, though. It sounds like that whole thing where people were saying Ukraine is this mafia for a long time, but then they kind of forgot about that and were supporting Ukraine when Russia was like, hey, we're going to invade you. And Ukraine was like, well, hey, we're going to retaliate if you do that.
Well, Ukraine and Russia is just a proxy war for the U.S. to attack or to fight with Russia. Like, that's what it was, in my opinion, of course, but...
But, Jen, you're so fucking right. You are. Because in 2002, maybe 2003, there was the Orange Revolution in Ukraine. and they got rid of president, prime minister named Yanukovych. And then after 2014 and the Maidan revolution, which was 100% backed and supported by US interests, they were like, no, we're going to overthrow the democratically elected president. A couple of years later, they got Zelensky, who
Was
doesn't know
installed.
shit other than, I would like the Gorkia.
Yeah, I would like a cocaine sandwich and $100 billion, please. Thank you.
Give me money.
I'll pay
I
you
want the
back.
money and the Gorkia. Like, that's his whole fucking thing. And he doesn't know what the shit he's doing because he's a bad actor and a hack comedian. And now he's running a country. Like,
He's not running shit. He's a face like everybody
I guess I
else.
want to know more about what's going on in what's going on in Iran then.
Okay, so I did have a comment on that actually. So all it takes is the October 7th thing with the Hamas and all that. Israel funded Hamas, and they retaliated in self-defense. Okay, what do you think they're going to do with Iran? A false flag doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It just means here's a catalyst for an event where we can say, look what Iran did. Somebody ran into a mall with a bomb strapped to their chest. Kaboom, now we can bomb
So
Iran.
yeah,
And Iran's like, what the fuck are you talking
that's what
about?
I'm saying is because it seems like you could take that template for what they did with Russia and Ukraine and kind of put it over the Iran situation.
The same old playbook.
And yeah, well, it's going to be tailored a little bit, but everything else that happens around us, they're seeing what we do as a group, as humanity. They're seeing which groups do what, and they can replay certain things and see how people behave and then tailor and adjust accordingly. That is my concern with humanity. I just, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and while they're doing that, Jen, they're putting all of the refugees and all of the people who need to escape from the countries the West are bombing into Western countries, which goes to further destabilize those Western countries. And you've got a situation now where what you've sown, you're going to absolutely reap. And you can't go invade countries that didn't have a fucking thing to do with what your perceived agenda was. But you went and blew it up. And so now all of those people are coming to your country. So it's a problem, reaction, solution scenario on a grandiose level to where not even the upper echelons of authority know how to deal with the crap that they brought forward. And we're in a period of acceleration and destabilization. And
And it's
that's
on so many vectors too. This is a scary part. Most people aren't looking at all these different, not that I know anything about this, but most people aren't looking at all the different moving pieces of this. One of them is tariffs and the China aspect. China's a big fucking part of this. It always has been, probably for about 50 years since they were, a third world country not a half a century ago, and now they're a major world force, mostly due to, trade negotiations or whatever, and now Trump's upsetting that, and now we have people that are mad about that, and it's a mess.
but aren't we all talking about trying to move away from all of this? I think it's only scary if you're trusting in the government and wanting the government to be there for you in the first place. If you see the people coming into your country, they're human resources, for lack of a better word. They are people. They are other people who are were under some other tyrant's control, and you can talk to them. You can just, if you can try to communicate, I mean, we have Google Translate. AI is good for one thing, okay? So we can communicate with these people, and I'm sure they're in the same boat that we are, where we're like, we hate our leader too.
The people
we're not a
are.
Huge fan. Yes,
that's
but the
problem.
People, it's the people are huge. We could kill, we're like the ants in the colony that could kill all of the, whatever, like the, what,
the grasshoppers.
What is that movie? Yes, yeah, they could kill the grasshoppers. So why can't we all just see, when these people come to our country, we can talk to them and be like, hey, what do you want? How did you feel about your leader? Do you want to be on a common together?
We aren't the ones that come to our country. It's the government and their lackeys that are doing that. They're all on board with whatever the fuck's happening. The general people like you and me that live in China or Iran or anything, they're in the same position. They're like, look, can we talk about a podcast?
What if we were displaced and sent to China or Iran? What would we do? We would try to talk to people and be like, how do you feel about your leader? And we might be afraid to say that. So
yeah,
I think we have
hate
to be
the
a
US
lot
too.
Yeah, I get that. But I think if people talked a lot more, they would understand they have more in common than they have different.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jen. I couldn't. The problem is we're so compartmentalized.
And we can change that. We have to not do that.
Well, and that's why I do the events that I do. That's why I do the whole Third Eye Carnival thing. I want people to get together in three dimensions, bare minimum. You can go to four or five or six or whatever after the fact, but I want you here in person to network, to have grown-up conversations, to, you know, be able to receive another individual on a human level and not the online format. Like, I've dedicated my entire freaking existence to making sure that people hang out in person, because it's so vital, and it's something that government, the state in general, has tried to take away from us for at least the last 5 years.
Well, it's a lot easier with borders, too. And that's what I mean, is that, I mean, even in Israel, there's a lot of Israelis that are 100% against all the things, the atrocities that are going on over there. And we agree with them. So it's not like we're talking, oh, fuck Israelis because of blah, blah, blah. No, a lot of them are speaking out against that. There's a lot of Palestinians that are Christians, and Israelis hate, or not Israelis, Jewish people hate Christians. And so they hate a lot of Palestinians for that reason. We would agree with them, too. There's probably a shitload of Russian people that are like, fuck what's going on here. Fuck me. And it's like, yeah, we agree, too. We can agree on that. But what are we going to do? Like Biden said, you need F-16s and rocket launchers to come after us. And that's what they're rubbing it in your face. The so-called controllers are just going, yeah, we know all you ants are on the same side. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Get together and have a Third Eye Carnival? And sing Kumbaya for a couple hours?
But that was all in America. So the borders of countries, they pull at the heartstrings harder than borders within a country, because there are borders literally everywhere. There are borders in the United States, but we can cross into Oregon and be like, you guys suck at driving, but you're still Americans. We love you. But if you cross into the border of Mexico, which is the same kind of thing, it's right there. It's on this earth. We're all just people. All right, I am being wooey at this point, but we're all just humans, and the borders shouldn't matter that fucking much. I understand
they
the ideology of being
people.
Like, I love where I come from. I love my culture. That's completely okay. That's fine. That's like a family. A family unit has their own way of doing things. It's the same kind of thing. But you still accept other families and accept them for the way they do things.
You're talking about things we all agree on as citizens and as people.
That's humans
different.
On this earth.
The border security guards, the military doesn't give a fuck about that.
I'm talking about it. Remove that. I'm talking about when you think about someone who's on the other side of a border, remove the judgment and stop being so angry if they happen to cross over here. Talk to them, maybe. And you know what? If you find out they're a piece of shit, you will do that face to face. And you can kick their ass if you feel the need to do so. That's fine, too. But try to talk. Find common ground. I think there's so much more we have in common, but the media divides us so easily. We're so easily divided. We're so easily duped. I hate that.
I just went from California through Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas and then into Tennessee. We also went up to Kentucky for a little bit. Everyone that I met was solid. Everyone that I had a little bit of a conversation with was way more aware than you would think. People understand what's going on. They really do. They don't know what to do about it, and they don't have permission to talk about it. And the whole like impetus behind the Third Eye Carnival is giving people permission to talk about it. And yeah, dude, you can have real grown-up conversations about things that you may not even know how to solve, but you're working on it. And that's the whole point. Work towards extricating yourself from a malicious state that only exists to perpetuate itself, and the means that it uses to perpetuate itself are extortion, theft, and violence. You don't have to do that. You don't have to participate in that shit. We can find a different and much better way. And when we congregate, we do that. We do that. Like, okay, it was raining fucking balls in Nashville and Portland on Saturday. The people who camped out for Third Eye were like, hey, we'll help you get your car out. There were people who took an entire freaking mud bath that were like,
Yeah.
yeah, no, I just want you to get on your way. That's real. That's real. Whatever you see on TV, whatever commercial or whatever, that's not real. What happens in real time is people who take responsibility for their own actions and legitimately want to help their brothers and sisters and make sure that they're going to have as good a day as you're going to have. It shouldn't be that hard, but it is, but it ain't.
Yeah, I feel like we're metaphorically kids that are being raised by really abusive and strict parents, and we just don't know what we can do or not do, and we need to run away. And that's kind of what you're talking about. Like, we can run away. We can make our own way. We can get our own apartment. We can do our own thing. And we all did that. I mean, I feel like our generation especially, we were the ones who did that shit. We were like, fuck you. And meanwhile, our parents were actually pretty cool. I mean, maybe not everyone's, but for the most part, they were pretty cool. And now we hear stuff about, people keeping their kids in cages, and we're like, oh shit, that wasn't even my situation. But I was like, what I was experiencing wasn't good enough for me at that time. When I was 16, 17, 18, in the, 90s, I was like, fuck this. No, I'm gonna make my way. I'm gonna do my own thing. And now, all as a society, we're like just waiting for Daddy Trump to tell us what to do next, or Biden, or Kamala, or whoever. We're waiting for the government to tell us. Meanwhile, we all rebelled against our parents, and we're like, no, I'm doing my own thing. Just to what? Fall into the next trap of whoever's gonna dominate us?
So when it comes to, like you were saying, kind of, we talk about this a lot too, like just not participating in the system. There's things you can do, there's things you can't do. And I mean, you can go the real crazy doom porn way of, oh, everything we do is tracked. And it is. It's not doom porn. It's fucking true. Like if you have a smartphone for any amount of time, everything you do is tracked. That's just a fact. And if you don't believe me, stick around another 10 years and you'll figure out how true that is. But what do you think that, where's that coming to with the technocracy thing that seems to be coming down? Like, how do you separate yourself from that? I know we've had shows, we've talked to a lot of people that, think there's going to be kind of a splitting where it's basically, for lack of a better word, taking the mark of the beast or not. like metaphorically, where you're like, I'm in the system, I have the CBDC, the UBI, everything, still have the phone, or you go and live with the Amish people and milk cows and you're off grid and all that. That would be great. I would love that. Is it going to come down to that, like actually that?
According to all of their documentation, yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Are they going to allow that, though? Are they going to allow the second society to just exist in the countryside?
Because it doesn't incorporate into the society that they're trying to create. Like, it really, if you go back to as far as the Agenda 2021 document, they talk about like a breakaway society. When you look at 2030, Agenda 2030, they still talk about there's going to be 15 to 20% of the people that don't buy into this. It's okay. They're nothing.
Right. And they're taking it into account at least.
They're recognizing that it's going to exist. Yeah. And man, dude, I'm Generation X. All I want is to be left the fuck alone.
I am not, but I also am of the same opinion.
I'm Generation X too. I'm right there with you, dude.
Leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to play your dumb games. I don't want to be a part of your stupid system that doesn't benefit anyone, but, you know.
Isn't that weird that in 2025, that is too much to ask? Leave me the fuck alone? It's too much.
Well, it's, you can take the parent metaphor so far, though. It's like hovering parents that are like, oh, no, but you'll hurt yourself. Like, oh, it's for your betterment.
Oh, they're not worried about us hurting
yourselves.
I'm just
protecting you.
They want us to.
No, they want us to in their way, but at their call. They're like, no, take these pharmaceuticals. They're good for you. That's their decision. But they don't want us to make our own decisions, because if we do something that harms ourselves, I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe they think it makes them look bad. As a parent, and trying to use that parent metaphor, I think that's the only thing it really comes down to, is they want us to trust them for whatever reason, because they need us for something.
But how are you going to trust proven liars?
Oh, no, you should not.
No,
you definitely
don't at
shouldn't.
All. Exactly.
No, you definitely shouldn't. You should be of the Generation X mindset of being like, no, fuck it. Maybe I won't get any money. I'll have to do everything for myself. I might have to even get my own place, which might even be a tent in the woods where I hunt for my own food and do my own things all day. Like, doing your own thing might not be as cool as just moving out on your own from your parents' house. It'll be significantly worse. But that's something that everyone has to kind of wrap their mind around.
I've talked about digging a hole in the woods, it, metaphorically, of course, kind of. And
no, you've talked about legitimately digging a hole.
Yeah, as a house, like a hobbit hole. I don't mean a hole where I just sit in there and take a shit. I mean a hole as in like a hobbit in the side of a, you know what I mean? Go watch Lord of the Rings. That's what I mean.
It's
I want
a beautiful
the Shire.
Knoll.
I long
green.
For the Shire.
Yeah.
And I think we can do that. I'm of the opinion we could do that. It would take a lot of work, and it would take a lot of government getting the fuck out of my face, but we could do it.
In a different lifetime, when I did Renaissance festivals for a living, we built a legitimate hobbit house at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Oh, I just got a little chubby,
there
dude.
There was a little, like, a little hill that came down. And we went all the
Did
way.
Did have a round door?
Oh, round door. It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was phenomenal. But we went in and we built that shit. You can do that. You can, everybody. There's so much land. There's so much money. There's so many opportunities. Like, it boggles my freaking mind that people don't look at the era that we're in as something of unlimited opportunity. Everything's crashing down. The old systems are being freaking broken by the power structure in charge. Do you not understand that that means unlimited opportunity for you? Like, holy fuck, dude. Everything's going away. If everything's going away, that's when you need to slap your fucking cock on the table and be like, hey, I
Boner.
got this. I do.
I think that's
I'm
always an
here for this
option.
moment.
I totally agree with you. I think that's always an option, but right now it's particularly available to everybody. And it's a money opportunity, I mean a financial opportunity for people. Like you can literally do anything right now. People are looking for it. There's a market for it.
Well, it's so much, like you said, the unlimited opportunity. It's we don't think that because it's manufactured scarcity and planned obsolescence and all of this stuff. So you get into that and you realize, no, there's plenty of shit for everybody, but it's so artificially taken down to make everybody think that, you know, diamonds are worth so much. And it's like I think people are starting to see through that more and more. They're like, this. A lot of what we see is fucking bullshit. There's no reason we shouldn't have free, not free, not free as in, you know, nobody has to work for it. Free as in we shouldn't have to pay these little pieces of monies, this fake paper shit, to get a tomato. That's retarded. Why are we doing this? There's so much land. There's so much, we have plenty of space. We should
Most
all
people are
have.
paying their fake monies to get like fake food. They're like, I'd
Well,
love some
yeah. Yeah.
cardboard for
Isn't
this
that a
fake
double
money,
whammy?
please.
They're like, I'm going to spend this fake money to get this cardboard box full of GMO processed death cancer chemicals. Thank you. Come again. It's stupid.
No, you guys are 100% correct. And we it if I could impart anything to your audience, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't. We all possess rudimentary skills that can shift the entire paradigm as long as we stop believing that an inherently illegitimate entity in the state that exists through theft, coercion, and violence is what matters. That doesn't matter. What matters is your family. What matters is your community. What matters is your ability to maneuver with your family and your community to make it a solid foundation that allows people to thrive. That's fucking it. You don't need the government for that. You're never going to need an authority, let alone an illegitimate authority, to, you know, weigh their opinion on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think it's going to come down to a point where there's going to be somebody, some Jesus, some Rosa Parks figure, you know, some kind of character, and it's going to be blasted on, you know, live stream or something. Somebody's going to stand up and get shot, or so I just think something's going to happen where enough people are going to have enough and be like, no, I'm not fucking doing that anymore. And it's going to set off a wave of people being like, whoa, we can do that? Fuck you, I'm not doing that either. There's not enough cops or military in the world to stop, you know, all of us doing that. And if it happens in a ripple effect, that'll be fucking
And honestly,
glorious.
most cops that I know are
Oh, they'll
like,
join
fuck
us.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. They're not trying to be part of that system.
Yeah, no, I'm not here to hate on cops or anything like that. Like, there are people who join law enforcement who legitimately think that they're going to go out there and make a difference and help and be a productive member of their community. The system, in and of itself, makes it so they become targets for being good people.
Oh, yeah.
But same with doctors and lawyers and everyone who starts to
Yes.
do any sort of trade is doing it because they want to help other people. That's the human trait that's being corrupted right now. Humans go out of their way to make something of their life to help others. And then the system makes it so that they are learning the way to fuck over other humans. And they inadvertently learn it. It's gross. And they don't even know that they're doing it. And then by the time they do, it's usually too late. They've already been branded as someone terrible. And then they just kind of deal with it because they're feeding their family and they're struggling to get by.
No, the system capitalizes on good intentions, and they go, oh yes, I'll take that, thank you. It's
Well, yeah.
vampirism, yeah.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? That's what we all learned as kids.
Yeah, you have to be able to see it when it's coming right at your face and be able to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to do something a little bit different, even though the entire world, society, and everything that I've been taught says otherwise. I feel differently about that. That's really hard for people to do too, but I think we all inherently have that in us. It's just been beaten down. I think the system has found a way to train us to ignore that internal natural thought of just helping
Yeah,
others.
it's called consensus reality. It's called mob rule. It's like that meme of, all the NPCs standing, a crowd of just a sea of NPCs saying, "Oh, so we're all wrong," and there's one dude at the front going, "Yes." That's what I mean. It's gonna take
Well,
that, and
just
then.
remember, just everyone listening, just remember that you can be that person, and there are a lot of people who will stand up with you.
How much better would it be if we had a million of those people
And
all at
stop being
once do
afraid.
that?
I guess stop being afraid of being the person who might die. You're gonna get reincarnated, I think. I don't know. But you'll at least
Either
set
way,
a
you're going to still
precedent.
die, so.
But you'll set, yeah, exactly. You're gonna set a precedent for people to be something better. I don't know. People have to stop being scared.
Well, Steve, any words of wisdom before we part ways again until next time? Do you have any final things to leave people? I always say use your fucking turn signals. That's a normal human thing you can do to help everybody, but do you have anything better than that?
It, however it is right now for you, it doesn't have to be that way. You can do very small or very big things in your life to make it possible or your entire reality to where the state is way off in the periphery. Like it's very, very obtainable to go ahead and have anarchistic relationships in every aspect of your life. And what I mean by that is that most of our day-to-day interactions exist in an anarchistic concept. Nobody is making you associate. You voluntarily associate more often than not, unless you're at the job. And then when you're at the job, the people that you associate with also exist in that anarchistic environment. The state doesn't get in between you and the guy that you're laying fucking tile with. The
Yeah.
state doesn't get in the way of you and the guy that you're helping put up a freaking cell phone tower or whatever.
And if
There
you're
might
doing that,
be.
maybe you get a different job. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But as an example, nobody is getting in the way of you and whoever is helping you build a freaking deck. It's just you and the immediate person who is either supervising or being your boss and telling you what to do. That's okay. You're allowed to take direction. You're not required to take orders by an illegitimate entity. So please, for the love of God, stop taking orders by an illegitimate entity that only exists because they can rob you, imprison you, and freaking harm you in multiple ways. It's illegitimate. The only reason they exist is because we allow them to exist. It doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. And if anybody can take anything away from this, please, dear Lord, understand that you are so much more powerful than empty rhetoric. And that's all that our politicians have is empty rhetoric. You're so much better than that. Go do what you need to do. Free men and free women don't ask for permission to be free. They don't. They're just free.
Fucking well said. And we're talking about these rulers that have been robbing you since the day you were born and continue to rob you multiple times in different ways, trying to stick it in every orifice possible. If that doesn't get you angry, I don't know what will, but it's okay to be angry sometimes. Get fucking pissed. Maybe that'll light the fire under your ass to stop doing what you're told. Not in a toddler way of stamping your foot and being like, nah, I'm gonna eat cookies now.
No,
No,
you're young adults now. Run away from
you
home. You
can't
got
make
this.
me pay you just to live and be to exist on this. Like, no, fuck you. We're not doing that anymore.
Just do it
Steve,
yourself.
thank you so much.
Thank you
Check
so
out his
much.
shows. We'll put his links in the show notes, of course. And we will catch you next time.
Oh,
Namaste or piss? Which one?
real quick, if I can.
Yeah.
Whomever is listening to this right now, if you want to gather in person with people who think like you do, and you want a whole bunch of affirmation that it ain't just you, come hang out in Pueblo, Colorado, 4th of July weekend. We're gonna be in our third year of an event that we've been throwing called the Third Eye Carnival. We have a bunch of local bands that are gonna be turning out. It's live music, live podcasts. It's in a 7,000 square foot art gallery that is one of the most amazing spaces I've ever been in my entire life. And what we're gonna do is rock the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And we're also gonna talk some shit. So if you like rocking out and you like talking shit, come to Pueblo. ThirdEyeCarnival.com is the website for that. Get there. Go meet up with people who understand what you understand, and then network with them, and then build something away from all of the bullshit that you ordinarily have to deal with. The more you ignore this shit, the easier your life gets. So
Nice.
ignore the
Rock out with your
bullshit.
talk out.
Yeah.
Well,
100%.
dude, we'll see you next time, Steve. I'm gonna go with instead of namaste.
Pass.
Yeah. Also, again, foxandsons.com, promo code.
Boner.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
The best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.